Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. So, I'm sitting here late at night, finally able to record because my neighbors were getting down with the get down. It's late at night, and this is the only time I was able to start doing some recording because, you know, it's got to be a quiet environment. It's got to be quiet as a mouse. It's got to be a whisper around me. The only person making noise in this piece should be me. Anyways, welcome to another episode of the Stuff podcast show. This is Ian Walker. I am here today going to be talking about a couple of things today. Some things that I went across. I was very proactive this week. I sat down. I said, you know what? There's a couple of things that I want to talk about. So I pulled out my iPhone. I made some notes, some subject notes that I want to talk about. And there's quite a few that I want to talk about. Some that I'll talk about tonight. And then there's some that I'm going to talk about in other episodes. So be on the lookout for that. Before I get going, I just want to say thank you to all those who listened to last week's episode. And I really appreciate it. And I also want to say thank you to all those who responded to the polls that I put up on Instagram. I kind of went poll crazy. I'm going to keep going poll crazy as part of the content creation on the Instagram. So whenever you guys see those online, make sure you guys get your vote in. Those are going to be up online either this week or the following week. And I'm always going to use that in there's a little highlights area called, I think it's called community chats or no. What do I call it on here? Give me a second. I call it, let's see. Mr. Audience participation. So a lot of the old questions there are there. You can leave me, if you're going through there and you kind of want to give an answer, feel free to go ahead and leave me a message as well. Those questions are never closed. I like to go ahead and revisit them down the line. So feel free to do that if you'd like. In order to listen to the Stuff podcast show, you can hear it on all the major podcasts. Also, to support the show, please go ahead and follow me on Instagram, join the Facebook group, also join the Patreon community as well, patreon.com/thestuffpodcastshow. So what I wanted to get in on was, of course, looking over the internet, want to go into the first segment, dumb stuff on the internet. So you guys remember the story of Jonah from the Bible, right? Okay. So Jonah, I know I usually don't talk religion and politics, but there's a reason for this, so bear with me. So Jonah in the Bible was a character, a prophet, who was instructed by God to go give a message to the people in the town of Nineveh. They were bad people. They were just bad people. There's a lot of bad things. God said, that's it. I'm done. They're going to get annihilated, right? So what ended up happening, Jonah, at first, he's like, nah, Ninevites are crazy. I ain't going over there. I'm not doing that. No. So Jonah clear runs the other direction. Outright, pretty much telling God, nah, bro, I'm not doing that. Mistake, right? So, what ends up happening? Jonah ends up getting swallowed by a big giant whale, right? Or a big giant fish, okay? So, that's the story of Jonah. He's in there for 3 days. After 3 days, he spat back up on shore. He repents. He goes to Nineveh. Then you continue on with the story. You want to know the rest of the story? Go ahead and crack open your Bible, read it, okay? So the reason why I brought up the story of Jonah is because in recent news, just this past week, there was a man who was a lobster diver who actually got swallowed by a blue whale. Now, how crazy is that? Right? As soon as I thought I saw that, I was like, are you serious? I'm thinking, how would that even happen? You know, how would you be swimming in the ocean and not see the whale coming at you? I mean, that's hard to miss. I don't care what kind of scuba gear you got on. That's hard to miss. You know, you ain't that focused on lobster to where you can't see a big giant whale coming to get you. Okay? And I don't think, and you know, the whales don't normally attack humans. We know this. But, you know, for you to miss that, you have to be really on your lobster game. Let me tell you something, man. Them lobsters he caught, they better be some prime lobsters. They better be some finger-licking tail, tastes like butter lobsters, man. Because you not paying that much attention to what you're doing in that ocean? For you to get swallowed up by a whale, that's crazy. That's crazy. Okay? Now, article mentions that he was in the whale for about, what's that, 30 to 50 seconds. He mentioned that he got bumped. He was in the scuba gear. He was swimming. He got bumped, and all of a sudden, everything went pitch black. So he's like, okay, I'm inside the mouth of this whale. Good thing that he was underwater, because I don't even, and this is where my mind goes, don't even get me started on what that probably would have smelled like, being in a gaping whale mouth. I mean, I wonder what a whale's mouth smells like. What would that smell like? Probably smell like fish, smell like ocean, straight up whale kelp, you know, baleen. I think that's what they call it, baleen. Like the whale teeth, like the little feelers on a whale. I believe it's called baleen. You know what? Let me look that up. So I'm making sure that I'm giving you guys correct information. I'm just type in baleen definition. Nope, that's a whale bone. See that? Oh no, I'm right. Aha! That's what I was right. So our baleen teeth. Baleen whales don't have teeth. They have something called baleen plates. These plates hang from inside the top of a whale's mouth like giant combs. So pretty much imagine, like, you know, a regular comb that goes around the top and atop of a whale's mouth. That's the baleen. Baleen whales take big gulps of water when they want to eat. So that must have been what happened to this lobster fisherman. Okay. Whale was like, I'm hungry. I think I'm in the mood for some sardines today. He said, gulp, took in a lot of water, and old boy, lobster fisherman, old Long John Silver, must have got swallowed up inside amidst the water rush. Now, I wonder how much, he probably had a lot of water pressure being able to just, because if the whale's inside, right, in the ocean, and he's like, you know, gulping up the water, right, it was probably too late by the time he did realize that he was getting swallowed up. I think I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt there. Not the benefit of the doubt, because still, dude should have been paying attention. This is a big old whale coming. You shouldn't have been able to miss that, okay? But the fact is, probably once that whale started swallowing that water, where he was at in his position, it was probably already too late, just getting sucked in like a vortex. So dude's out fishing, getting baleened, looking for some lobsters, and now he's like Jonah. He's the new Jonah for 40 to 50 seconds. Now, this whale, no doubt, you know how when you drive or you're like riding a bike, okay? Because he was only in there for 30 to 50 seconds, the article says. Imagine that, okay? This whale is sucks this dude up inside of his mouth as he's trying to eat. The whale's going for some sardines. He wanted some sardines and possibly some delicious caviar along with its meal in the ocean. It's oceanic culinary delicacy, and he ended up getting some human in his food. Oh my God. Okay, so he probably immediately knocked it up. You know how when we be driving or like riding a bike, or we stick our head out of a window out of a fast moving car, if we're acting like a dog for some strange reason, don't ask me why I thought of that, but it's a possibility, okay? If, you know, somebody does that, you know how when you're doing that and then all of a sudden a fly is in your mouth, I think that's what happened with that whale. That whale was sitting up, you know, gulping up water, and it took that human, it was like, because whales apparently have small esophaguses, and according to the article, the whale wouldn't have been able to swallow dude, because technically the human would have been too big to go through the whale's esophagus. And I'm just like, wow, being as big as they are, that was kind of surprising for me to learn. I'm probably sure y'all pretty surprised to learn that too. They got small esophaguses that can't learn or that can't swallow humans. So either his air quality did its own Heimlich maneuver, the whale had his own Heimlich maneuver, and he just coughed up the human onto the sea, onto the seashore, you know? Or as soon as he went in, that baleen touched something, he like, I don't know if humans are spicy to whales. I don't know if humans just taste disgusting to whales in some form or fashion. It tasted the rubber coating on the scuba suit. I don't know. Got some oxygen that tickled the tip roof of its mouth. Don't know. But apparently, it shook its head. It went up, came out of the water, and spat this dude out like a geyser. And he hit air, and kaplashin. And he hit the water again. His boys that was in the boat, I guess, saw him shoot out super fast from the... from the water. So the dude probably shot out like a cannon back into the water. Now, surprisingly enough, my boy got very minor bruises. He wasn't injured, but they did take him to the hospital. He wasn't injured, he wasn't hurt, and he was okay. But man, you know, how's that story going to go over as a topic of conversation for dinner parties? You know, this dude, you know, they're going to be calling dude Jonah for the next year, 2 years, you know. If he wants to capitalize on this, he sure can. You know, if he wants to exaggerate the story, he sure could if he wanted to, you know. But that's interesting. So, but shout outs to him for surviving that, for surviving that situation. Big ups on him. Next time, you know, he needs to pay attention. Be more safe in the water. Don't be so focused on that lobster that you don't look at your surroundings. You get sucked up in a vortex of water into a whale gut, to a whale's mouth. You know, that's just no bueno. You know? So, anyways, that's the story right now for weird and crazy stuff on the internet. So, my son and I had a very in-depth conversation. I went and saw him this past weekend, and we were talking about fruit. We were talking about fruit, and my son has always loved pineapple. Pineapple. Ever since he was a baby, he would eat pineapple like crazy. At one point, he ate so much he thought he became allergic to it, because he's like, "Oh, I can't eat pineapple no more because it hurts my mouth." Not realizing that it was the acidity. I was eating his mouth alive, pretty much, and that he was just eating too much, and he just needed to slow down. That's all he needed to do. But he thought he was allergic to it, developing an allergic reaction. But he eats pineapple like crazy. His second favorite fruit is mango. I'm like, okay, that's fine. He's like, they're both refreshing. You can eat them anytime you want. And I was like, that right there is what we're gonna have to respectfully agree to disagree, son. My favorite fruits are grapes and watermelon, because I think those two fruits in and of themselves are darn near refreshing. I think they're portable. They're delicious. You can have them at any time. And my biggest argument is this. I think the freshness of a fruit and the caliber of a fruit is highly determined on refreshability. I know that's a new word. That's not a real word. It is now because I just created it. Refreshability and portability, you know? Oh, man, I am so parched. I'm going to go to the store and grab myself a delicious bowl of pineapple. Said no one ever when it was parched and hot on a sunny day, sunny and humid day. No one ever said that. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go get myself 5 mangoes and eat them whole and be so refreshed. No one ever said those things. Okay? No one. They'd have said, oh, man, some refreshing watermelon sounds great right now. Oh, that will cool me down. That's what they say. They never say pineapple's going to cool you down. No. Pineapple's like, pineapple's delicious, okay? Pineapple has its places. You got some people that are grossly against pineapple. You know, they just like the fruit by itself. You know, there's people out there who believe that, you know, people who put pineapple on pizza should be purged from the earth. I'm not in that camp. I personally like it, but, you know, to each their own. But I don't see pineapple as a fruit that is, it can be refreshing, but it's not my first go-to. You know, eating pineapple is a battle, you know? If the pineapple's not ripe enough, you know, that fruit will pretty much attack you back. That's only fruit, really, that fights you back. You know what I'm saying? You put a pineapple in your mouth, you're like, oh, this is sweet. Oh, this is good. You know, and there's some of us out there, don't lie, who like to hold fruit in your mouth, suck out the juice a little bit. Try that with a pineapple and watch what happens to you. Your mouth starts falling off inside. You know, the inside layer of your mouth skin starts to peel off. Why? Because the citrus acid in the pineapple starts to eat away at the inside of your mouth. It's the only fruit with an attitude problem, pineapple. It really is. Pineapple don't give a crap what you think. That pineapple has zero chill. It's like, I'm going to eat pineapple right now. I'm going to burn your mouth off. And then when I'm finished, I'm going to go on this pizza and you're going to accept what I've done here. And you're going to enjoy my salty sweetness and sourness. Yeah, I won't be able to burn your mouth off, you know, on this pizza, but you're going to taste me. You're going to feel my presence and you're going to enjoy it. And if you don't like it, who cares? Too bad. Pineapple has zero chill. Okay. Pineapple doesn't care. Pineapple doesn't really care about you. It's really a front. It's a faker. You know, pineapple's two-faced. Okay. Watermelon, on the other hand, is sweet. It's refreshing. It tells no lies. It's full of water. It's that life-giving beverage inside of a fruit. I mean, how much better can you get, guys? Come on. And then grapes. Grapes are wonderful. Grapes are nature's candy. Okay. You can put grapes. One of my favorite things to do, I love to take grapes and put them in the freezer. Let them get a little, not rock hard. I mean, sometimes you could let them get rock hard. It's like eating hard candy, right? Right? I mean, who of you does that? I know there's a few of you out there that probably does that. Okay. But then if you put them in there and then you have the, you know, kind of, you know, not too frozen, but just enough to where you can still bite into it. Oh, man, it's delicious and darn refreshing on a hot day. If you don't have watermelon, you're going to get some grapes. You know, you go to the store. Hey, what do you want for the store? You're going to ask, what kind of fruit do you want from the store? You're going to ask for watermelon or grapes. Never has anyone asked for a pineapple. You know, mango is a delicious fruit. I agree. Mango is a delicious fruit. I have a problem with mango, though. Here's my problem with mango. That seed in the middle takes up way too much real estate. Okay, and I have a problem with things that take up too much room, which deprives me of having more of that delicious thing. Okay, mango is a wonderful fruit, which is abruptly interrupted by nature's C-blocker. You know, that's what the mango is. It's nature's C-blocker. It's like, yeah, you're enjoying me right now, but enough is enough. I think you've had enough, okay? You know, mango is that bartender, that fruit bartender that tells you, you know, you've had enough for the night, you're done. I don't like that. I want to eat as much fruit as I want, and I want to do that. Now, people are like, okay, watermelon. What about watermelon seeds? Watermelon seeds are like annoying friends. You know, you could just brush them off, you could do whatever, you spit them out. You know, it's all good. It's whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, but you can't do that with a mango seed. You sure cannot. You know? It comes up, that's, you know, it's like, no, you're done. You're finished. You try to cut a mango in half, You know, you can't go through it. You got to go around it. You know, it's just trying to block your path in every aspect of you. You know, and it's like, and it knows it's delicious. It knows it. You know, the fruit knows it's wonderful. You know, but I call mango the fruit of self-control. You can't go crazy eating a bunch of mangoes unless you want to put in the work chopping up a bunch of mangoes. But who does that? No one. Nobody does that. Nobody wants to do that. You know? So pineapples and mangoes, though they're great fruits, they got attitude problems. Hardcore. You know, they purposefully do things to make you work a little bit more than you should. I mean, it's fruit. It's nature. You know? It's nature's attitude problem. You know, it's a little bit in that aspect. And we got to put up with it. Whereas grapes, you know, watermelon, they're delicious, wholesome. You can eat as much as you want. You know, it's great. It's great. It's really good. What do you guys think? Am I going out of control? Am I being dramatic? I'm known to be dramatic. People call me dramatic all the time. Would you say I'm being dramatic in this sense? I don't think so. I really don't, you know, and when I eat my fruit, I want to enjoy myself and I want to enjoy as much as I can. It's nature's junk food. You know, I can eat a lot of this fruit, though it has a lot of sugar, and still feel good about myself when I'm done, you know, eating watermelon and eating grapes. You know, you go to a family cookout, okay, kids are around, they go to the table to start picking off the grapes, or they're picking off the watermelon. Nobody's going to say nothing. Nobody's going to say that to the babies. Why? They're eating fruit. Oh, look at them being healthy. Oh, that's so wonderful. But the second them kids get around the candy, the cakes, the sweets, get your behind from over there. I'm not going to the table eating up all that sweet stuff. All that sweet stuff. Oh, well, watermelon and grapes are sweet, but we don't say nothing. Why? Because it's nature's candy. It's acceptable. It's accepted. It's okay. It's all right. Never have you seen at a barbecue a table full of pineapple and mangoes. You have it. You have and here's another reason why two pineapples and mangoes are nature's attitude problem. Nature's bougie, and they're bougie. And it's an attitude problem. You put that stuff mostly in like shakes and stuff. You know, you see that stuff in people's shakes. Oh, half a mango with a little bit of pineapple in with a protein shake. You know? It's like, if I want to eat fruit, I don't want to have to drink it inside of a shake if I want to get the... First off, I got to go through the attitude problem, the bouncer, which is the mango seed, you know? And then I got pineapple wanting to just, you know, with its acid bath, revolving, sweet acid bath, revolving around in my mouth. And then I got to go through that in my drink? No, thank you. I don't feel I should have to do all that, you know? No person with no chill here, and then person with a so-called self-control. Those two fruits are made for diets and things. They're delicious, yes. I'm always going to say they're delicious. I'm not denying that. I'm not denying it at all. But they have their place. They're not an anytime fruit. They're a special occasion fruit. Special situation. They're a situational fruit. They're situational fruit. Okay? And that's how I feel about it. Whereas watermelon and grapes are an anytime fruit. When you feel like it, you know what I'm saying? You want to eat some junk food, you want to binge eat something, you can eat that and nobody will judge you. Nobody will get in trouble. It's not hard. It's handy. You can take it with you. It's wonderful. It's delicious. What do you guys think? Am I doing too much? I'm saying too much, aren't I? I think I'm saying too much. You guys are like, Ian, man, you just going ham on this subject, man. It's not really all that serious. I think it is. I think it needs to be discussed. I think it needs to be acknowledged. And, you know, that's how I feel about it. Tell me what you guys think in the comments below or on Instagram. Tell me what you think. Am I crazy? Watermelon or grapes? You know, pineapple. Another thing, this stinking guy. I had to debate with my son even further. Debate with my son saying, son, no, watermelon is way better than pineapple. It's a wonderful fruit. It's delicious. It's great. Nobody wants to get, you know, again, like I was saying, nobody says, oh, I'm going to get a refreshing pineapple. No, I'm going to get refreshing watermelon. Tell you what, we're going to ask the next couple people that we see and ask them which one is better. So we were at this hotel where I was staying. We go to the front desk. We asked two of the hotel clerks behind the counter. I have no problem talking to strangers and just, you know, asking a question. I'm like, bam, hey, real quick, watermelon or pineapple, which fruit is better on a hot summer day? The lady behind the counter was like, oh, I'm going to have to go with watermelon. No hesitation, because she knew. She said, I sat up in my car and went to Safeway, bought a big giant bowl of watermelon, and was going to eat it for lunch. I ended up eating it right there in the car. That's what watermelon does to you. And she within herself said, oh my God, I just ate this. But I bet you anybody else in the car that saw her was like, oh, she's just eating watermelon. It's whatever. She had her own probably internal thing. You know, she probably felt a little self-conscious about it. But she had nothing to worry about. It was a watermelon. You know, it's fine. It's okay. The other person was like, pineapple. Mind you, the dude looked like a serial killer. He didn't even make eye contact with me when he said it. He's like, he looked up. He like did this quick glance up, looked to the side both times, and it was like, pineapple. I was like, nope, not okay. See? And I looked to turn to my side. And I'm like, see that? No. And he's just like, oh. Yeah, we probably would have, if we had actually gone to his house or something, you know, we'd probably see some bodies under the floors or something, dude. I was like, he kind of freaked me out. The pineapple guy kind of freaked me out. But anyways, am I being dramatic? Let me know. Tell me in the comments. Send me a link on Instagram, or send me a comment on Instagram. Let me know what you guys think. Or just watermelon or pineapple. I'm putting this to a public vote on the podcast. I'll do it again, too, on Instagram. All right? Let me know what you think, guys. Battle of the Bands. I don't want to say Battle of the Bands. There's no Battle of the Bands. I put out a post on Instagram that I want to talk about here. Best R&B groups of all time. I have my answer. Okay? It's those of you who know me, who listen to the podcast, know that I am a huge R&B fan. R&B head. That is the majority of the music that I listen to. And I listen to a wide range of music, okay? I listen to a wide range of music. But R&B in my playlist, you see R&B as a constant in my playlists on Spotify, okay? If before I was doing some playlists, before Stuff Podcast monthly playlists, and a lot of songs, R&B. R&B, you know, so, big thing for me. In fact, speaking of those playlists, I need to probably bring that back. I probably should do that. Would you guys be interested if I did a playlist of music tracks of my favorite things that I like? I think I'll do that, but I think I will do that just strictly for the patrons. The patrons, I'll make up a playlist of music that I like to listen to, because I listen to a variety of everything, you know, even country, even a little bit of country. But like I said, R&B is my main top pick, and my favorite things to listen to are R&B groups. I'm always on the lookout for that next big R&B group. Okay, I mean, that we've had some great R&B in the past. I'm a huge Temptations fan. I love the Temptations. I like the Silvers, the Isley Brothers, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You move forward in time to the 80s, New Edition. Now, for me, New Edition is gold standard. Okay, New Edition to me is the baddest R&B group of all time. Can't get their ish together though, because they seem to be crying about something amongst each other, squabbling because the egos are so big. They can't stay together for more than 2 years, and then when they separate for like 8, you know. But the second they get back together, when they become New Edition again, I'm quitting my job and I'm going to go see their concert and I'm going to become a roadie. I'm not going to do that. I don't have time for that. I was just acting stupid. I was just talking that side of my neck, y'all. I ain't got no time to be nobody's roadie. I'm a grown man. but I love New Edition. Without New Edition, there would be no Boys to Men. And that, my people, is just a pure, unadulterated fact. Now, Boys to Men is an amazing R&B group. That was the question that I asked last week. And the Erica Hernandez commented, and she mentioned Boys to Men was her favorite. And the reason is because of the harmonies. Now, the harmonies were fire. I love Boys to Men as well. Boys to Men and New Edition were the two R&B groups that I grew up on. And I believe that those two groups are the template for all other boy bands that came after them. They're definitely the template for, you know, another bad creation. Belle Biv DeVoe. Next, 112, who was another sick R&B group. 112. Jagged Edge. Jagged Edge is cool. Jagged Edge is cool. They had some hits. To me, they were a little mediocre. They had a lot of whiners in their group that I didn't care for. Everybody would probably argue 112 Slim was a little bit of a whiner. His voice was a little whiny. Slim's voice was unique, though. And I think his boys who backed him up kind of rounded that out a little bit so that it didn't become annoying. Soul for Real. Oh, who remembers Soul for Real? Yes. Every little thing I do, you're on my mind. Delicious. I love that group, man. That group was fire. With Heavy D? Oh, man. Okay. So, I just went back. I just had a flashback back to high school with them. But like I say, you fast forward to a lot of the groups up to now. Mindless Behavior is one of those groups. I guess that was out in early 2000s. For some reason, they were hype. I did not get them. I couldn't wrap my head around them. B2K, on the other hand, that was a tight group. B2K was an amazing group. And that bred, of course, of Marianne and all of them. R&B groups, female R&B groups of the time. One of my favorite female R&B groups was Total. Actually, when I was at work, I had Total playing over and over in my playlist. I had Total and SWV playing, but more Total. And come to find out, I think I like Total more than SWV. Maybe that's just a personal preference, but I really enjoyed Total. Pam was a bad chick. That girl could sing. She had her little tomboy look, but she was like that balance, you know, like, and she could dance like nobody's business, but she's never able to show it off. Is good. Of course, we got our Destiny's Child. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the girl groups aren't that memorable. TLC, you got TLC. Can't forget about them ever because TLC, amazing. But the more recent girl groups who are the ones who have, I guess, the staying power. And in my opinion, one of the baddest and sickest girl groups of the late 2000s was Danity Kane. Danity Kane had kept their stuff together. Danity Kane would have probably, in my humble opinion, would have been on the equal caliber of Destiny's Child. They were almost there, but they couldn't keep it together. Rewind, let me bring that back. Diddy couldn't keep it together. Diddy jacked that group up. He sabotaged that group. And then their own attitudes and their egos and, you know, mental issues, health issues, stuff like that kind of messed that up too. Speaking of Danity Kane, another guy group that ended up coming out of that too was Day 26. Day 26 was cool. Nobody remembers Day 26 though. And you guys need to get on Day 26. In fact, if I do a playlist this month, I'm gonna throw some Day 26. Forget if I do a playlist this month. I'm gonna do a playlist this month. I'm gonna do one playlist, a Spotify playlist, and hopefully y'all got Spotify, because if y'all got Spotify, they got everything. And all the musical acts that I talk about in this segment, I'm going to have some of their favorite, my favorite songs in that playlist, so that you guys can give a listen to all these here groups. And then you can see what I'm talking about. Because, man, it came out with some great R&B. I'm telling you. You guys should give it a listen if you haven't already. As I said before, New Edition, to me, just kind of rewinding back, New Edition, Boyz II Men laid the foundation for a lot of the R&B music that we know today. A lot of the boy groups that we've heard of that came out in the late 90s, early aughts, and in the 10s where we're at now. Or actually, the 10s and the 20s. Now we're in the 20s, 2020s. But they laid that foundational groundwork for that. But New Edition's, the reason why I think New Edition is so great is because we saw a literal evolution before our eyes musically. We saw them mature musically. And I also think they're the only group in history who has a very, very good biopic. I don't know what it is with music biopics, man, that make them so terrible. Let's not bring up the Aaliyah biopic. The New Edition story was one of the best music biopics I have ever watched since The Five Heartbeats. And Five Heartbeats was The Five Heartbeats, if you're familiar with that movie, was loosely based off of a group called The Dells in the 60s or 70s. It was written by Robert Townsend. It was loosely based off of that group, so it had, you know, some stuff there. Since The Five Heartbeats, the biopic and the New Edition story, just great. Great movie. I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. I think it's on, I want to say it's on YouTube. I don't remember off the top of my head, guys. Once I find out, though, I'll let you guys know. I'll put up a post on Instagram and let you guys know where you guys can watch it at if you are interested in buying it or watching it. But New Edition, their maturity happened right before our eyes. And, you know, Bobby Brown, the inclusion of the exit of Bobby Brown, the entry of Johnny Gill, who brought that group to a whole nother level with Any Heartbreak when that album came out. That was a completely different sound for New Edition. They officially grew up, and that was their sound that marked them forever. In fact, when I was introduced to NE, to New Edition, the NE Heartbreak album was my first introduction into New Edition. My dad had the tape, and we would have, "Dad, can you play New Edition in tape, please?" I mean, every time we was on a road trip, we would play New Edition. It was Jackson 5 or was New Edition. You know, oh, we've got Jackson 5. Can't forget the Jacksons. It was those two groups all the time. And just legendary. We knew that. So as I got older, I started listening to their older stuff, which wasn't too far behind, but started listening to their older stuff and then continued going forward. Any Heartbreak album, the Home Again album, two great albums. Any joined Bad Boy. They were just unfortunately cursed with so many bad record deals. And for them to be as knowledgeable as they were, it just baffled me how often they got themselves into such janky situations with their music companies. It just didn't make sense to me. As a group, they were always handed raw deals, and they always took the raw deals, and they knew better. Once they learned the first two times, they knew better afterward, but still kept on just going into bad deals. But Solo, they do just fine, which is weird. Again, I don't know. But as a group, as far as a legacy is concerned of R&B music, I think New Edition really set the tone for what we have today. And nobody can do it better. The dancing, nobody dances no more, which is what I miss. You know, the music videos, all of that stuff. I miss all that stuff, man. You got to go on YouTube now to look at a music video. It's terrible. It's terrible. But tell me what you guys think. And again, that was community. It was a community question as well on Instagram. But if you guys are listening to this podcast later on, I would like to hear your thoughts on who your favorite R&B groups were. Who you grew up with, who you liked, why you appreciated them. Go ahead and send me a message. I would love to hear from you. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that and why they were your favorite groups. Okay? This week's pet peeve of the week is brought to you by my fellow co-worker. This one goes out to Rebecca, who works with me at the office. She is a biker chick, very cool chick, and she rides a Harley. And first off, I have to think about women riding motorcycles. I think it's cool, pretty sexy. It's cool. She's a dope chick. So one of the things she talked about as a huge pet peeve of hers are the safety of motorcyclists on the road. Now, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here, okay? Because I gotta be fair across the board, okay? Sometimes motorcyclists get me feeling a certain kind of way. I'm not gonna lie, okay? They kind of make me feel a certain way because they get to do the whole lane splitting thing when you're in traffic, you know, and some of them are cocky jerks and then, you know, they lane split and they think they're hot. So they're always looking behind you like they're better than you. And then there's the bad side of that. And then there's the bad side of the drivers who don't like the motorcyclists, just period, because they think they're in the way. I don't know. They just don't like them. And so they treat them like trash. And they put them in danger when you're riding up close on them. And I've seen this myself a couple of times. You know, I've seen people with it, you know, try to clip motorcyclists and stuff. And that's not okay. You know, don't do that. Yes, they may be annoying sometimes. But most of them are pretty cool. Most of them observe the ways of the road, you know. Just make room for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Just make room. But at the same time, motorcyclists, don't get all cocky. You know, don't be squeezing in the spots just because you're a motorcycle. You squeeze in the spots and we don't see you, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're making a reaction because we're thinking we're seeing somebody come up on our car or whatever. You know, you got to make yourself known. It's pretty important, you know. Like, make yourself known. Beep, beep. Like, little horn action or something like that. You know, whatever, you know. Please do that, you know, because that's that. Because we don't see you. You know, we turn around, look at our blind spot. You're not there. You're small. You're tiny. You're not the size of a car. So we don't even see you. So you got to let us know that you're there, okay? Let us know that you're there. But at the same time, you folks on the highways and freeways rolling up on motorcyclists like they ain't nothing, like bumper to bumper, that's not all right. You know, you got to give them their space. You know, you got to give them their space so that they can react, you can react, and it's much safer. You sitting there throwing a conniption fit and getting an attitude, you know, you're going to end up at the end of the day putting everybody in danger because you got an attitude problem about motorcyclists. Yes, sometimes they can be a little jerkish, okay? Yes, they can. You know, lane splitting and doing tricks and stuff. I see this all the time with dudes in their little rice rockets flying down the street doing tricks and stuff. It's like, look, bruh, this ain't BMX, okay? You don't need to be doing all that. Just get to your destination, point A, point B, please. Okay? Let's do that. However, on the same vein, see, I'm always go back and forth. I'm be fair. Try to be fair. On the same vein, those of us who are in the car, okay, just because they're annoying, don't give you the right to be clipping them. Or don't give you the right to drive all crazy and be blocking their way when they're trying to get to certain places either. That ain't cool. And that's a huge pet peeve to me because, like I said, it puts everybody in a precarious situation when you do that. Okay? As we all know, a lot of motor vehicle deaths are caused by, you know, with motorcycle accidents. They're some of the deadliest accidents that someone could be in. Okay? So, let's please just be smart. Don't be acting a fool out on these streets. It's hard already as it is. You know, be kind, be nice, and just don't act up. Motorcyclists, though, don't be rubbing it in our faces what you can and can't do. You know, don't think because you're small you can just get in and out of places whenever you want also. It's not okay. We need to respect each other and respect the road. I think if we do that, everything will be much fine, much, much better. I would like to hear you guys' motorcycle stories. Have you guys ever witnessed any crazy motorcycle accidents? Like I just said, motorcycle accidents are some of like the most deadliest accidents that I've seen. I've seen maybe one or two. And I used to drive for a living, so I've seen about one or two motorcycle accidents. One I actually saw happen, and I couldn't do anything about it. It was terrible, but it was because a driver decided to act a fool, and because of that, the motorcycles, you know, got clipped, went out of control, and it was all bad. But have you guys seen anything like that yourselves? When you guys are driving. If you have, I'd like to hear your stories. So share them with me. Go ahead in the Facebook group, Stuff Podcast Show. Instagram, Stuff Podcast Show. Share it with me there. And I'd love to hear those stories. And that is today's show. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 1 of season 5 of the Stuff Podcast Show. If there is any questions, comments, feedbacks, concerns regarding anything with the show, please leave them with me on Instagram. You guys know that is the way I love to interact with you guys, and it's the easiest one for me. So please do so, as long as you do so with love and respect. If it's cool enough and I enjoy it and I like it, hey, you never know, it might end up being on the next episode of the podcast. Okay, so again, a quick reminder, I have a Patreon page, the Stuff Podcast Show, patreon.com, or actually, let me flip that, patreon.com/thestuffpodcastshow.com. If you guys subscribe there, support the show, more improvements and everything, I really, really appreciate it. Otherwise, continue joining me again every single Monday. You're going to get 30 to 60 minute episodes. And of just great content, talking about food, life, love, movies, entertainment, all of those fun things. So anyways, I will leave you guys this week, and I will see you guys next week on the Stuff Podcast Show. Take care, everybody.